one.
Fuck your ass.
Awesome, oh, dude.
Talk to me.
You want to hear some dirty words? Dirty words?
I want to hear some. I want to hear some fucking dirty words. Fuck my ear pussy.
I want to hear some Halloween dirty words.
Ooh, maybe we should do a Halloween special.
What? No. The people don't do that anymore. You can't Halloween this year.
Well, not this year, because... So... This woman down the street was so... I'm going to call her Karen. And she was so upset that she wrote a thing on the neighbor's website, next door, whatever the fuck, you know, drama next door. And she was like, I can't decorate my house this year. Every year, everyone loves my decorations. But this year, I can't because the poor little children can't come to my house and take my candy. I mean, she was like over the fucking top, right? And I'm like, well, if kids can't trick-or-treat this year, wouldn't it be better to cheer them up by having an over-the-top decorated house that like maybe their parents could like drive them by and say, ooh, ah, isn't this really neat? Oh, you know, now let's go home and have a Clark bar, if they have those anymore.
Oh my gosh, they don't have Clark bars anymore, Matthew.
Well, they do in Beetlejuice. Anyway, so my thing was, Karen, get over yourself.
Let me talk to your manager.
I had to talk to her man.
Well, I'm really upset because I did have a theme and a new mask to greet the kitties.
You were mask?
Uh-huh. I'm mask.
Hello, little children.
Uh-huh. No, so,
I am Ouija Bungeon. Bunyan. Something
okay.
Like that.
So, anyways, folks, I have a house that you come up to the door, and there's this weird side window. So, the kids come to the door, thinking, you know, and staring at the door, while I sneak over them through the window.
Over them?
Well, I can kind of jump out at them.
Hmm.
But what I do is I do it ever so slowly.
Uh-huh.
So, it's very subtle.
Yeah.
And then usually, eventually, I can know when I catch the corner of their eye. And then they look over, they scream, fall back, and then they sue my ass. But it's so worth it. Mm-hmm.
And then you have your hound from hell at the door. Woof, woof.
Oh, I always feel bad, though, because sometimes I wear the mask because I can't really see.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that somebody's out there, and then I get over the top of them. I realize it's like some little 3-year-old who is just wetting herself. I know, and the mom's like running up going, oh my god, ass. I'm like, I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry that, you know, but it's Halloween, and your
this
child
is
Halloween. Needs trauma.
This is Halloween. Yep.
I'm sorry, but Halloween, I remember one time I was trick-or-treating. Excuse me. I saw a hose in the yard, and... I didn't know it was a hose, though, and I yelled, snake! And my father, like, did a little dance and ran off to the car and left me sitting there to be eaten by the hose snake. Like, father.
And to this day, folks, he's still scared of the trousers snake.
Well, I don't know about the trousers. Well, he might be.
And some of the stories you will hear this evening, you will, too, be afraid of the trousers snake.
Very afraid. But yeah, before we get into some of that, let's do a couple Halloween segments.
Shall we?
We shall. But let us introduce ourselves first, in case somebody is tuning in for the first time and says, who the fuck are these guys?
These jokers?
Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years Halloween Special. A podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you didn't. Today is October 19th, 2020. It is not. Somebody does not update.
I did a second one.
October 26th, 2020.
I'm
My
not.
Goodness.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija. Good gravy. Your notes are all over the place. This is scary.
I was trying to prepare for the special.
Very scary. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Back on track.
A quick reminder that Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us.
And receive rewards not open to the general public, like special dirty audio clips, Patreon-only videos, vintage podcast archive access, naughty photos of Ouija and Matt and more. And if you want to become a patron of the show for as little as a dollar a month, just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and our new patron, Eric.
All right. So let's jump into Monster Crush of the Day, shall we?
We shall.
So who's your Monster Crush of the Day?
Well, I didn't realize that we were doing it so literally, but...
Well, I'll tell you... No, go ahead.
No, my Monster Crush of the Day is Dougie Muscle. He's big. He's giant.
He'll crush your... He can
crush
my face in those man pecs.
You just want to motorboat those.
Oh.
They're so large, people. They're so big. So if you're on Instagram, look up Dougie Muscle.
You know who has really big pecs now? You know Davey Wavy.
Oh, yeah, Davey Wavy.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people kind of... He's hit and miss with a lot of people. I like him. But I stumbled upon his video today, and he's got fucking huge pecs now.
Unless he gets political or something like that, people shouldn't be hating. Anyway.
All right, well, my Monster Crush of the Day... is Frankenstein. I heard he has nuts on his neck. But I pulled, what's his name? Can't remember his name.
So this is I, Frankenstein.
Okay.
If you've seen the movie, I, Frankenstein, it's the lead in I, Frankenstein. And his name is Aaron Eckhart.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
A-A-R-O-N.
Anyway.
Eckhart. Eckart.
I would lick that all the way down. All the way.
Aaron Eckhart, who is currently 55 years old. And still a hot daddy.
Well, talking about social media, actually.
Well, that's always scary.
I know. I was on... One of the things that I find scary and fun is on Instagram. Not Instagram. He's on Instagram, but... on Twitter, Killy Stein. Now, Killy Stein, at Killy Stein, it just says, welcome to the Dong Show. He's got over 35,000 followers, including Kink Otter and Mark DeBuck, who are some of the kinkiest and fun artists out there.
Dirty whores, people.
And as you can tell, he does basically digital...
renditions of himself?
Well, no... He does digital, takes game gaming characters, and it's not exactly cartoon, but it's animation.
It's CGI.
Erotica. Yeah. And images. And he basically does anamorphic type stuff, and he just gaming characters, any of the video games out there. Yeah. Anyway... And in this photo, of course, that I chose to show, Ouija, he is being mounted by a
I can't tell if he's being mounted or
werewolf.
Just being attacked.
Oh, no. That's just the preview. The werewolf was in.
Falls deep?
Half
shaft?
Yes. Yeah, we'll go
just
that.
The
we'll
tip?
Go with that. Yeah. No. No, it was much farther. Much, much farther.
Half shaft.
Anyway, so if you are into a little bit of silly, kinky... animation and stuff like that. Follow Killy Stein. I think he's German.
It said Czech.
Czech. He is
Czech.
German. Czech. He's German.
Czech.
No, but, oh yes, there you go, Czech Republic. Anyway, but I followed his work for a couple years, and some of it's very fun, and some of it's not something that the average viewer would be interested
in
seeing.
He's not the kind of guy you want to take home to mother.
All right. Sorry. I guess I spoke over you. Anyway, so here's the thing. All right, so we're gonna do some story time.
Ooh.
And we're gonna have a very, very hot story about, well, some Spider-Man fun. However, here's the deal. Because we don't want to get our super erotic, you know, we don't want to get banned from a lot of our iTunes and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to play you the clips in the beginning and get you really hot and worked up. And if you want to fucking come to our stories, you want to listen to the hot ending orgasmic parts that are shocking, well, you got to go over to our website and you got to download the full uncut version there.
Lame.
I know it's so lame, but you know, I'm trying to be respectful to the, you know,
the terms of our agreements.
Our
to
toss
be... what
our toss
toss
terms of service.
Yeah.
So we gotta be respectful for all that, but we want to still give you really hot, dirty, fucking sexy fun. So
I don't know, I mean, are we in violation of terms of agreement already? Terms of service, our toss.
Doing what?
Talking about popping dudes in the butthole and fucking them.
Now, we can talk about all that we want. We just, you know, have to be careful if we're doing it live. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't pop a dude in the butt live?
Oh, no, you totally could.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
So much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, folks, if you want the full uncut version, you're going to have to download it. But I look forward to story time. And so should you. So on this dark and spooky night.
So really, all you have to do is go over to biggaysexshow.com and find the link. We'll put it over there for you to just, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, here is some I Fucked Spider-Man. That'll work. Well, it's Halloween. I spent the entire day working at my seasonal part-time job at the Halloween Superstore. All day long checking out people buying last-minute candy, mostly the crap kind that got their houses egged, the lame costumes that were usually damaged or falling apart, and anything people could find on clearance. It was so crazy, I didn't even get a real break. When I finally clocked off, I just wanted to go home, shower, find a hookup on one of those apps, and go dump some cum in a hot ass. Instead, my cousin calls asking me to pick up a cake for his husband's Halloween/birthday party. I want to tell him no, but I already planned to drop by for a few minutes on the way home to drop off a birthday gift. So I pick up the cake and head over to the party, already in full swing. I take the cake into the kitchen, and not being in a costume right away, people start asking me, "What are you supposed to be?" I finally just grab my crotch and say, "Horny," which gets a laugh. I spend a few minutes with the birthday boy and make my excuse to leave when my cousin puts a beer in my hand and tells me to stay until they cut the cake. I head into the front room where most of the partygoers are gathered. They're all in clusters of family or my cousin's friends, all in costumes and partying it up. I finish my beer and start on a second as I sit on the stairs looking through hookup apps on my phone, trying to get something lined up for later that night. And that's when I see Spider-Man standing on the other side of the room. His costume is super tight and leaves nothing to the imagination. He's about 6 inches shorter than me, has a small frame and a tight swimmer's build, and I can see the outline of his cock under the red and blue spandex. I'm a big guy, over 6 feet tall, was a wrestler in school, and I'm a good 50 pounds heavier than Spidey. I tend to go for bear types, just because they can handle a hard fuck with no problem. But looking at this R-rated Spider-Man is making my dick swell. Even though his hooded mask makes it impossible to see his face, I can tell he's looking at me. I give a nod, and he returns it. My eyes move back down to his crotch, where I again stare at the outline of his cock. Realizing what I'm looking at, he moves his hand down to it and gives it a squeeze, making it plump even more. I'm fucking rock hard now. I grin and
nod slowly as I look back at his masked face. I move my tongue over my top lip to let him know I'd like what I'm seeing. But what I really want is to see his ass. I'm versatile when it comes to fucking, but after the stress of this past week, I got a lot of pent-up energy and aggression I'd just love to throw into a long, hard fuck up some guy's tight hole. I lean back against the wall so that my crotch is in better view. I'm still in my work khakis, so it doesn't show off what I'm packing, but I reach down to give my dick a squeeze through the material just to let him know I'm hard. He nods, then looks around as if to see if anyone's watching. Slowly, he walks over to me. Again looking around, then discreetly reaches down and feels me up. The pressure of his gloved hand on my groin makes my dick even harder, and I can feel the first drops of pre-cum push out into my underwear. As several people walk by, he lets go, nervously turning to face the room and giving me a close-up view of his sweet, round ass. The costume is so tight on him it's pressing into his crack and making his ass cheeks part at the bottom. I have an overwhelming desire to grind my face into his ass. But instead, I lift my hand and gently push my finger into the divide, rubbing them back and forth. He jumps in surprise, but then pushes back against my fingers. Oh, I'm so fucking hard, I can feel my pre-cum leaking down my leg. And I'm so horny for Spidey's ass, I am actually shaking with the need to nail this hot bastard. I lean up next to him and whisper, "Come upstairs," before quickly climbing the stairs and standing at the top. I look back and he's still at the bottom looking up at me. I motion with my head, but still he doesn't move. Hoping it will get him to follow me, I unzip my pants and pull out my cock. I shake 8 inches of hard, uncut, leaking cock meat at him and again motion for him to follow me. He again looks around the room below and quickly climbs the stairs. We go into my cousin's bedroom and lock the door. I immediately pull him to me, rubbing my exposed dick over the hard lump in his uniform. My hands beeline for that ass, and I knead and squeeze it, already imagining my dick parting those muscular mounds. He starts to pull away, but I hold him close, and I start to bite his neck through his costume. This fucker is getting me so worked up. I push his hand to my dick, and he starts stroking me with his gloved hand, grabbing at my balls. I'm tempted to get him on his knees and face fuck him, but just his hand is getting me close to the edge, and I pull away, not wanting to come until I'm inside him. I spin him, and easily push him down onto the bed, and I kneel between those legs as I pull at the waistband of his costume. He starts to grab his pants as I'm pulling them down, and I easily push his hands away, dragging the material to his thighs, and immediately I am in love with that tight, round, pink ass in front of me. And to my surprise, Spidey's a hairy little fucker. A coating of dark red-brown fur covers his ass cheeks, getting thicker as it trails down his thighs. I'm drooling. I'm craving the taste of his hole, and as I spread his cheeks, I'm met with a pink, clean hole winking at me. I don't waste any time. I grab his hips with my hands and shove my face in his butt, my tongue pressing into his opening, which immediately clenches down tight. He lets out a loud, startled yelp and starts squirming to get free. But I'm lost in the taste and smell of his ass. Never have I been so horny for a guy. Maybe it's the costume, maybe it's the anonymity, but definitely it's needing to excise the pent-up energy of a week of retail hell. I turn into a total fucking pig, licking and sucking every inch of his crack, driving my tongue into his hole, getting it as wet as possible for my cock. Finally, he relaxes and starts pushing back, moaning and whining. I can't wait anymore. I gotta have my cock inside him. I need to stress fuck Spidey's hairy ass. I put a generous amount of spit on my hand and rub it on my dick, mixing it with the stream of leaking pre-cum. I quickly straddle his legs, my heavy dick slapping against his ass crack. He doesn't move until I push the head of my monster straight into his hole. His ass ring grips me so tight it feels like he's gonna snap my dick off. "Relax," I hiss, grabbing his shoulders as he starts to push himself up and holding him flat against the bed. I push another inch into him and he starts bucking underneath me. I don't mind a wild ride, but all I can think about is getting my dick all the way in that hole, and I shove more of my cock in. He lets out a muffled yell, and I quickly put my hand over his masked mouth. He'd seen how big it is. He still came upstairs with me, stroked my dick, let me eat his ass. He had me so worked up now, I couldn't think of anything but getting my nut. Spidey was gonna take my load in his hot little ass, whether he wanted it or not. I laid flat on top of him and pushed the last of my cock into him. His body felt so good, buried under mine on the large bed. I lie still for a moment as his asshole grips and spasms around my shaft, bringing me so close to coming. It's everything I can do not to blast inside the fucker. I can feel him start to relax and his whimpers turn into long moans. You like my dick, don't you, Spidey, you hot-ass cock whore? He moaned louder at my words and I felt his ass rise under me. Oh, I'm gonna breed you, you fucking hot little slut. He wriggled again and pushed back harder, moaning. Oh, bastard liked it when I talked dirty. I pulled my hips back and slowly pushed my cock all the way back in, and he shivers and moans. Knowing I better start fucking him before I pop from just being inside him, I take my hand off his mouth, put both hands on his shoulders, pushing me up so I can watch my dick slide in and out at that sweet furry ass. Then I bang the fuck out of that costumed whore. Oh, fuck. Take my dick, faggot. I'm pounding him so hard the bed's shaking, and he's just making all this nonsense noises I throw with a fuck of a lifetime into him. I've never felt an asshole so tight, so good, and now so willing. He's milking my cock, and I can feel my orgasm build inside of me. My balls are tightening, my body is tensing, and I'm moments away from making a Spidey my cum dump. Oh, oh, I'm gonna seed you. I hiss in his ear and again lay flat on his back, hooking my arms under his pits to hold him in place while I ravage him. I'm gonna fucking seed you, whore. Then my entire body begins to shake and jerk, and all the tension and energy of the past week comes out of my balls into him. I'm squirting my seed deep in Spidey's guts. It feels like it's going on and on and on. His hole is spasming and he's yelling into the bed. He's coming. And every time his ring tightens on my spewing cock, it pushes me into a second orgasm. Oh, fuck, I'm coming again. I shove my dick even farther into him, pulling back only slightly so I can slam it in just as hard. Feels like forever before I can think clearly again. I finally manage to pull out of him, watching as some of my cum drips out of his well-fucked hole. And I rub my wet cock on his ass cheeks, then roll off him and quickly button my pants. Spidey is up, the pants of his costume pulled over that sweet, hairy ass, and he practically runs from the room. Feeling better than I have in weeks, I'm suddenly starving. I make my way down to the front room where everybody's singing happy birthday. A few feet in front of me is Spidey. The back of his pants are starting to spot from my cum seeping through the material. And as he's handed a piece of cake, he removes his hood. And I feel like I have just been sucker punched in the gut. Fuck. I just bred my little brother.
The ending on that.
Oh my god, it was so unexpected.
Ugh.
How many listeners did we just lose? Or better yet, how many did we gain? Anyway, oh well.
Yep. So it just makes me want to fuck somebody in the ass. That's all it does.
Wow. Yeah.
I tell you.
But hey, dude, speaking of fucking things in the ass, what happens if you don't have somebody to fuck in the ass? Or what if you're going through like a period of the... of something out there that makes you have to stay home and not fuck dudes in the ass.
What do you do? I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Well, I did. I pulled something down for our cock talk. You can make your homemade... you can make a homemade flashlight for Halloween. So when you go out there and you carve your pumpkin out... and you got all those insides, right? Those hot, squishy, yeesh, insides. What you do is you get yourself a bag, a small plastic bag. Well, not small. At least 9 inches. And you put all your pumpkin seeds and fillings and all the stringy stuff. You put it all in that bag. And then you marshmallow it into either a tennis canister or a Pringles can, and then you put a little, rubber band on the outside of the bag so it stays in there. And then you take it and you just, you kind of angle it, right? You know, like maybe push it against something. And then you take your hard cock and you just slide it up and in all that pumpkin gut. And you just fucking, because you know, you're like, you're getting seated and you're seeding at the same time. I'm sorry, I gooned out for a moment.
Our resident ghoul.
So, anyway, this is basically the idea that you basically take all this slimy pumpkin stuff, you put it in a bag, and then you make kind of a fuck toy out of it with a canister of Pringles or tennis balls or something like that.
That is something I've never thought of before.
Oh, now we and have a challenge coming up.
Yeah, that's not a challenge I need. because I'm not going to stand in the bathtub while I fuck the damn thing and get pumpkin guts all over my nuts.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm seeding the seeds.
I don't know who in the hell is sitting around thinking of the shit to do.
Well, who the fuck came up with fucking a pumpkin in the first place? But that's all we see during Halloween is guys fucking pumpkins.
Well,
now I'm not complaining.
Now, to be fair, in the summertime, we watch guys fuck watermelons.
Okay, stop talking about Adam that way.
And watermelon fucker. And then in the Halloween season, we watch everybody pumpkins.
Yeah.
And which then, I'm actually going to try this year.
Now, the thing that gets me, though, you're going to fuck a pumpkin?
I'm going to fuck a pumpkin.
I cannot wait to see that video.
I'm going to do it because all these guys make it look so amusing and so like so much fun. I'm going to fuck a pumpkin.
Okay.
I'm going to do it live in front of your home. The next three callers.
In front of your home. Let's not go that far. But actually, there was a guy that I saw a video of, I think on Twitter, that was like mounted a pumpkin because he's all like, oh, I keep hearing how hot this is. So he mounted the pumpkin, and I swear he blasted in like 10 seconds.
Huh.
It was just like, and then he seeded the seeds.
Huh. Well, I mean, I'm sure if you make the hole just right, you know, I mean, you could pretty much fuck anything.
And that is how jack-o'-lanterns are born. Do they get carried to term? Let's see. So that will be very interesting.
Yes. So I am going to try this. But I'm not going to put its guts in a plastic bag and then But I will insert my erect penis into a hole that I will carve into my pumpkin before I do the full carving of the pumpkin. Only because I am a superstitious weirdo that has to carve a pumpkin every year and put it out on the doorstep. Just because when I was young, they told me that this was what was needed to, like, you know, kind of, you know, give you a free pass for, like, you know, bad stuff to, you know, walk on by. So,
this is Halloween. This is Halloween. Everybody fuck a bean.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we're going to do this. I've got to do this.
In this
and
town,
I will provide photographic evidence.
Oh.
But I will make sure that I am balls deep so it's not X-rated. It's just highly suggestive.
All right. Well, now we have something to look forward to on the Patreon this
and so when you're thinking about
week.
Making your pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving, you will be able to put my picture next to your pie.
Girl, I think they already do.
Because I want to fuck that pie. Oh.
But how come nobody ever fucks snowmen? I just don't get it.
You know what? I'm sure now that you put it out there,
yeah.
We will see. Somehow, out of nowhere, we'll start seeing on Twitter, we'll start seeing people fucking snow people.
Yeah, the thing that got me, though, is there was one person that built a snow dildo, and then, but he kept trying to take it, but he just couldn't get it in.
Hmm. Well, it sounds very unfortunate.
Well, yeah, it kept melting. All right. Well, now that if you're stop being so dirty. All right. Next up, we have. I looked up. I was trying to find some Halloween porn, and we did, and we'll talk a little bit about some Halloween porn. But I went to X Videos, and I said, "Hey, what you got for Halloween?" And I came up with quite a few things over there, including. Our amazing trans guy, who I can never remember his name anymore.
Oh.
Yes.
No, I saw an amazing trans performer on Treasure Island Media. Anyways, I will send you that link.
Okay. And he's getting it on with a guy in a skeleton costume. We have cowboys. We have the Halloween party at the office that goes gay.
That sounds awesome. I gotta look that up.
We have Jerome, who is getting fucked by a guy in a... well, I thought that was a scream mask, but it's just
more
looks
of a Skeletor.
Like a, yeah,
more of a white Skeletor.
Oh, Skeletor! There is Skeletor porn out there, but it's not on this part here. Also came up, The Devil Made Us Do Him, which I love the title, and it appears to be an interracial porn. But I think this is Maverick, the two Maverick guys in costumes, including Batman, a guy in a Batman costume. And
wait, is that one of the Maverick guys taken in the butthole? Oh, no, he's fucking the other dude in the butthole. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I've never seen
those
that before.
Those two are so fucking hot to me. Okay, so we have, and then of course we have the muscular guy in tights bound and tortured with iDozer at Halloween. I'm not sure what iDozer is. Maybe that's the you know, thing that goes inside.
The butt e-stem thing?
Yeah. Halloween family party in the backyard. Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of different things. And then, of course, brother pimps out stepbrother cock on Halloween, which is total bullshit because that is the father pimping out the son to the doctor. Get your fucking stuff right.
Yeah, if you're going to steal clips. See, you've got a pumpkin fucker. Gastosura Travesura.
Yes, this guy. Oh, he's got such a nice fucking cock too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now this is this like the full one or is this just a GIF?
This is only 60 seconds of it. Okay. But what I think is funny is like he's fucking this jack o' lantern, right? He's fucking it in the throat or whatever you would call
that.
No,
in
the
butthole.
And then like I guess it gets really noisy because he puts his hand over its mouth. So, I guess the pumpkin was screaming with the scythe. And the daddy gives his son a punishment he won't forget for life. Which is hot, but has nothing to do with Halloween.
Hey, but that's your guy.
Which one?
That's the really amazing guy. Package pickup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, our
okay, so... Anyway, there's some really fun Halloween things here to look at. So if you're interested in gay Halloween or the devil or trick-or-treat or cosplay or any of that, just go over to Xvideos, or I'm sure Pornhub has the same thing. Just type it in. You're going to find all sorts of things. Now, the thing, however, if you go to the straight version of the site and you type it in, there are things that creeped me the fuck out. And it's not because it's straight. It's because it is so fucking over the top.
Dark.
With, like, there's this thing called... There's this series of little videos called Perverted Family. And it's one of the first things that pops up when you type in something like this. I don't even want to... This is a sex show where you're safe to talk about everything. And I don't even want to talk about some of the things I saw them do. So.
Well, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. And then, close that out.
A little side note. So on Treasure Island Media, they also have a really awesome masked gangbang for Halloween. Very sexy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from last Halloween. They did a whole, like, group scene with... And how have you not seen this? You're, like, the mask... guy.
I love masks. I think I talk about that later on somewhere, but I'm really into masks. I think that it's very hot, but there's some masks that just aren't. We'll go there.
Okay.
All right. So, that being said, do you want to do this one and then do another story?
Sure, let's do that.
Alrighty-roo. Let's pull that up. Okay, so I pulled up some toys for us to discuss. The first of which is a Frankencock.
No, I was going to call it the Frankenboner, but...
Hey, I like that better, actually.
Frankenboner.
But, yeah, so this is a life, well, dead-like, no, reanimated dildo that has, like, nuts.
It is green.
Yes.
Various shades of green, much like Frankenstein. Well, Frankenstein's monster,
right,
to be exact. So, also, it looks like it is mini penises put together with rivets. And has some bolts at the top and has some similar bolts at the bottom.
And it looks like you can unscrew it and put stuff in it, but I don't think you can, really.
Yeah, so anyway, so this is a very large model.
Yes.
And I know that they have many of the Monster series. I know that you can get Dracula.
The Wolfman and his son.
Exactly. I mean, so apparently the Wolfman is actually pretty fascinating because it does do the whole lipstick thing. Anyway.
All right. Well, the next step we have here is a zombie flashlight. A fleshlight. So, of course,
that is very disturbing because it actually has like a...
teeth.
Lips receded and it has a full set of teeth. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure are rubberized, but still the concept is a little disturbing.
Yes.
And you apparently face-fuck a zombie.
So if you want to face-fuck a zombie, all you have to do is look up the zombie fleshlight. And, yeah, if you want to find any of these, all you have to do is just Google them, because that's what I did.
Yeah, so, and, you know, just a side note, so if you do have the zombie fleshlight, you might want to keep that one actually stashed away. Because if your family finds that, I think I would pass out. Thinking that one of my relatives was
into zombie
fleshlights.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, next up, in case you're having issues with that, we have this.
Oh, it is the werewolf dong.
No, that's the zombie dong.
Oh, are you? Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's just very, very small.
Oh, wow.
But as you can see, it is.
Well, it's not very small, folks. The picture is small, but the
it is very
the zombie
large.
Dong appears to be very large.
Yeah.
And you know what the funniest thing about the zombie dong
is?
It's actually not attached to anything.
That's true.
Because it's a zombie penis that has fallen off.
And
whoa.
Yes, and it definitely is scarred up and. Messed up to look
and
like you would be fucking the undead, or the undead would be fucking you. Depending.
Well, and yes, everybody wants that Halloween.
Yes.
So wash out, boys, and get ready for the zombie dong.
Oh, speaking of the zombie dong, before we go on, I think it's story time again.
What? Story time again?
I know!
That's awesome.
Now, here we go. This is not a story for the weak of heart. However, you will only be hearing about half of it unless you go and download the whole show, as we've told you before. But speaking of zombie dong, maybe we'll just let this speak for itself. Why did I ever agree to meet my boyfriend in a graveyard on Halloween night? He loves horror movies and being scared. I like sitting at home and watching The Great Pumpkin and sneaking the good candy out of the trick-or-treat bowl. This fog doesn't help. If it weren't for the dim yellowish lights along the main cemetery path, I'd be totally lost. Well, I've been waiting for like 5 minutes, right where he told me to meet him. I just know any minute he's going to spring out from behind me in a mask or his friends are going to do some elaborate prank. I've been hearing weird noises in the distance, just beyond the edge of the fog, ever since I walked into the cemetery. I just figured they're sound effects from the historical tour they do every October. Now, I hear a scream. It's a loud man's voice. He keeps yelling, "No! Please! Stop!" This goes on for a good 30 seconds before I hear the same voice gagging and choking. Ugh. The voice is obviously my boyfriend, Chad. The scream scared me, but hearing Chad's bad acting, now I'm just annoyed. I
I ready myself for whatever scary prank he's about to pull. And I take the bait, and I walk over toward where I heard the scream, about to call out his name and tell him I'm not falling for your bullshit. But as the fog parts around me, where the voices are, what I see, it stops me dead in my tracks. There's a group of men spread over a small area among the clutch of graves. They look as if they've been partially dug up. Well, there's about five of them, and their pants are off, and their shirts are torn or open, and each one of them is laying flat on the ground or bent over one of the large tombstones. And behind them, or on top of them, or in front of them, are more men, all in some weird costumes, all fucking and getting their cocks sucked in some sort of weird Halloween orgy. Ugh, is this what Chad invited me here for? To be part of some perverse Halloween sex party? I hear a muffled cry to my left, and it's Chad. I know it. What's he got planned? I take a few steps toward his voice, ready to give him a piece of my mind, when I see him flat on his back on top of a large flat stone altar in front of a small mausoleum. And his pants are on the ground in shreds, and his bare, muscular, hairy legs are propped up on a large man's shoulders. The man's wearing a suit, his pants are around his ankles, and I can see his pale, hard cock shoving in and out of Chad's full, round, pink ass. Another man, very thin, and also naked from the waist down, is straddling my boyfriend's chest, bent forward and fucking his mouth with what looks like, from a distance, massive cock. I squint through the dim light and fog to try to see the men's faces. They're sunken and gray. And one has this bit of torn flesh, like, hanging loose to expose some sort of skull mask. They were obviously supposed to be zombies. It looked like they were in full body costumes, as their legs and asses had the same weird pale coloring. So this was his plan. To see me watching him get fucked by these costume freaks in some graveyard in hopes I'd join in. Forget it. I'm no prude, but this is just perverse. The large dick slipped from Chad's lips, and as soon as it did, he let out this loud scream. Help! Please! Help me! The dick was shoved back in his mouth, silencing all but his muffled grunts. That's when, slowly, I'm starting to realize this isn't a trick. This is real. I'm watching my boyfriend get raped in the middle of a graveyard. In shock, I look even closer at the two men, sizing them up, wondering if I can take them and save Chad. But I'm seeing clearly now, those aren't actors. And those aren't costumes. Those really are zombies. I look to the other group of men fucking off to my side. It's a zombie rape orgy. All these men are being held down and forced to take zombie dick in their mouths, in their asses, sometimes two at a time, slamming their hard dead cocks in warm living holes. I'm trying not to scream, and as much as I want to save Chad, I know I can't do it on my own. So I begin to run. I have to get help. But only a few feet away, I feel arms wrapped around me, lifting me up and throwing me back onto the cold, hard ground. The wind's knocked out of me, and it takes me a moment to realize what's happening. And that moment is all the time that my assailant needs to grab the front of my khakis and rip them in half. My legs raise in the air as my pants are torn from my legs. No, no, this can't be happening. I hear my boxers rip and the cold, dry skin touches my inner thighs. I'm finally able to focus, and when I do, I look up into the face of the dead. His face is gnarled and I can see parts of his skull, and his eyes are sunken and vacant. I let out a scream that I swear is met with a smile. He grabs my wrists as I start to push him away, and just as he starts to lay on top of me, I catch a glimpse of his cock. It's long and hard with a giant mushroom head, and it's thicker than any I swear I've ever taken, and I struggle against him as he lowers himself onto me. God, he's so strong. He holds my hands flat on the cold, damp ground as his legs push mine open and back, and I am completely exposed to him. I don't know which is more frightening, that a zombie is laying on top of me, or that I'm about to be raped by a giant cock without lube. He pushes his huge mushroom head against my asshole, and I feel something squirt from it. Then, without mercy, he shoves it into me. I let out a loud cry, piercing the cold night air. He holds his monster cock all the way inside of me, and I squirm and I buck against it, trying to get free. But my body is overruling my mind. And as scared as I am, the giant mushroom head is hitting every button inside of me, making my cries of fear turn into whimpers. The zombie then begins slamming his huge dick in and out of my ass. Oh, oh God, he was raping me. Fucking zombie dick all in my ass. I was being raped by a zombie. Oh God, oh God. I was so hard. I shouldn't like it. His dead dick all the way up inside him. Oh God, he held me down, staring at me with his half of his face, just a skull. Oh God, his dick was so good. Oh God, I was close to coming, being raped by a fucking zombie. Oh, and he started to come. He started to come in me. Oh God, and I came at the same time. Oh, he's being raped by the dead, the living dead. Oh God. Oh. Oh. He collapsed on top of me. Oh. And I could feel his jizz draining out of me. Whatever it was, it felt so good to have his living dead bone inside of me. Oh, fuck, this is perverted.
Well, what did you think of that?
Children, you're in for a trick and a treat.
Oh, well, not the children, but
well,
our sons.
If you're under 18 and listening to this, please turn this off now.
Throw back to the old show.
It's too late.
Yeah.
You can't turn back. Just turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't tell your parents, because you're in trouble, buddy.
Big trouble. Yeah.
So, okay.
But hey, that was Dirty Little Zombie. Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing I just don't need for Halloween is zombie sex.
What?
I need zombie gooning.
But didn't you have, didn't you have zombie sex with someone once?
I had, yes, it was very similar to that. They were, it was Halloween time, folks.
This was Halloween. Yeah.
But actually, no, that... Oh, yeah. And then there was the second time when, which is more of a warlock monk thing. And that's fine. That's warlock monk. That's easy. Zombie thing. Okay. It's not so tasty.
So zombie, what happened? Please tell, rather than sitting and keeping it to yourself.
No, this one goes for a later show.
All right.
This is a late night show, baby.
Spoiler Ouija says nothing.
However, oh, I'll tell other ones.
Okay.
This one is not so hot.
Well, we were talking about toys, and another toy that I found was called the Royal Hound for Halloween. And it is a werewolf penis.
Yes, it's much shaped like a dog's dong.
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, it is. If anybody's seen little Fluffy Wuffums come up and dry up your leg.
No, we don't talk about that.
Then this is a larger version of that.
However, the thing that I found completely amusing about this is that It is candy corn color. So it's yellow, orange, and white. If that is going to make it more appealing.
Well, it just makes you think, okay, is this made out of marshmallow hardness?
Oh my god, the werewolf! Oh my god, seriously, Marvin? Go put on... Anyway, so, yeah, that was very amusing.
The Royal Hound.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All right, so, next up, little porn talk.
Porn talk!
Oh. So, they did, the same people that did Mormon Boys, who did Family Dick, who did... XYZ, the priest ones now, they've put out, you know, and they started out really good and really strong, and then they kind of, as they've watered down their lines, exactly, actually.
Petered out.
It's become very formula and kind of uninteresting. However, they went and tried a new line for a while that was supposed to try to capture furries. And so they were putting like the makeup and so that they look like basically forest animals, and they were calling it Growboys, and they have a comic book that goes with it and stuff like that. So it was really interesting concept, and I was kind of like, okay, well, let's see where this goes. Unfortunately, it kind of went nowhere, and then in October of this year, because they didn't release anything from, like, I don't know, like May or something on, and then in October of this year, they released another one that just kind of seemed like, eh, whatever. And then that's it. So I don't see it going anywhere. It's kind of too bad, because it was a really interesting concept, but... I don't know what to say about it past then, but if they're gonna really try to make that an actual project, they really need to get someone new who is really into furries and not pretty twinky little boy. And I'm saying their models are like, you know, 18 to 25 ish, and they're the ones that they're pulling into this and then adding some ears and a nose too. So they need to punch it up.
Well,
basically.
And we need to punch it up. So sorry, Growl Boys. Later.
Okay. Alright. Anyway.
I'm just saying, we went to Snoozeville. Let's heat it up.
Okay, well then Ouija's apparently gonna have to bring it back with the gay Dracula. Go for it. Since I'm so boring, I'll just sit over.
No. Just the Growl Boys sound very, very tedious.
Actually, they're... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, folks, during this Halloween time, one of the things I loved about Halloween...
Oh, sorry.
...is hitting Matthew really hard.
No, not the nipple.
So, a classic. If you have not seen Gay Dracula, you need to step up. You need to hunt it down. It's actually pretty much free out there. So you just type in Gay Dracula, and you will come up with a... Is it 70s or 80s? It's right there on the cusp. It was a his video.
Yeah.
His video production, Gay Dracula. The guys are all different kinds. Fun guys, built, you know, well for that era. And it was starring Tim Kramer, Steve Collins, Rand Remington, Randall Butler, and many more. And it was an 83-minute video. Count Drac is back. And this time, he's sucking more than just necks. Gay Dracula stalks the streets of L.A. for the hunkiest victims to ever succumb to lust. And it is a fun video. It's cheesy. It's camp. It's hot. I mean, I've gotten off to it many, many a times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's a little further. Count Gaylord stalks the pubs within L.A. for the hunkiest victims to ever succumb to lust, as well as his enemy, the Marquise de Pint. So, and this was 1983.
Uh-oh.
The director was Roger Earle. The producer was Terry Legrand.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is fun. It's campy. It's sexy. It's pre-condom for those of you that, you know, like that or don't like that. And I say pre-condom instead of, like, you know, bareback. Because right. back then it was just like, they had no concept of a condom. That was for preventing pregnancy.
But that's why MPreg didn't exist yet.
Exactly. So did you have anything to add with Gay Dracula?
No, except that it when I first watched it, it seemed to be all fucking over the place. Because there weren't hardly two or three guys that were alike or anything like that. But then that became the charm and the hotness of it, is it was a little something for most everybody.
And so another one that I do enjoy around Halloween is called The Pharaoh's Curse. It's a Thor Stevens film. And so essentially it goes into the pharaohs of Egypt indulged their every sexual whim with no thought of others and no regard to consequences. But when the pharaoh was betrayed, everyone paid, sometimes for generations. The pharaoh's curse follows the path of a garment used by the pharaoh during one of his bizarre sex rituals. After its theft by a peasant, a curse of sexual obsession possesses all who touch it. Follow this bewitched cloth from Egypt to ancient Rome, to an archaeological dig, and finally to the present day in which a descendant of one of the pharaoh's servants is haunted by the pharaoh's curse.
Wait, let me see the art for that.
Let me show you the front. The
well, art, I have no clue, but the this is what the one that they find, like, in an archaeological dig.
And uh-huh.
No. Okay, this isn't the one I'm thinking of. Oh. But that is a really hot one, too. Uh-huh. The one that I'm thinking of that you just sparked was called The Magic Idol or something like that. And it was, like, a 70s one. And they actually did find, like, this idol or something on a dig. And then, like, as soon as you were around the idol or it was around your neck or something like that, you just became like this.
Sex god,
and everybody worshipped you, and I mean, they were just nailing everybody left and right. But this was like I'm pretty sure that Jack Wrangler was in this. That big brown haired guy with the mustache that you really like.
Oh, Glenn Steers.
I think he was in it. That's a really good one to recommend for Halloween too.
So so The Pharaoh's Curse is starring John Erick, mm-hmm. Rick Chase, Jeremy Tucker, Anthony Cox, Zachary Scott, Rob Steele, Luke Savage, Duncan Mills, Tuck Johnson, Steve Cassidy, Rick Allen, Doug Jeffries, Blake Harper. Most people know that. If you're, in our age range. Sorry, you kids.
Blake Harper.
Younger men, that is. Jason Branch, Rubiere, A. Dameron, and Steve Shannon. And this is The Men of Odyssey. And so this is, although it says 100% hardcore, it's a condom film, because this came out a little bit later.
It could still be hardcore.
And what I had prepared earlier on was I was going to do a section on gay serial killers.
Uh-oh.
But then it got really dark. And I was, like, sitting there reading all this, and I'm like, there is no fucking way I can make this sexy.
Yeah, no, there's nothing.
Because, I mean, these guys, and here's my little word of caution on Halloween. Gentlemen, don't hitchhike. Because that's when they get you.
No.
Because half the stories, I'm like, yeah, his victim was, blah, 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 and he found him hitchhiking. So, I mean, like, all these people were, like, killed because they were hitchhiking. Don't hitchhike. Apparently, when your parents were telling you not to hitchhike, there was a reason.
Yeah.
So, if you're out and about, don't be hitchhiking. Use an Uber, which is probably even scarier.
Well, I don't know, because when I was on Twitter earlier, there was this guy, and he was all like, oh, my Uber guy, he, like, made me suck his dick, and then he fucked me in my little virgin hole, and, like, I'm just 18, and I'm in college, and I'm like, if you're 18 and you're in college, and your Uber is fucking your virgin hole.
Well, actually, and the funny thing is, I have a coworker, an old coworker.
That's funny.
Who used to, Now, this...
Here we go. Hate letters go to Ouija at Big Gator
Show. No, he used to threaten... So he had a hot Uber driver that he thought was gay. Oh. He would threaten their star rating. He's like, well, you could get a really good, you know, rating from this ride, or a really shitty one. And here's how you can improve your Uber rating. And when you drop me off, you go ahead and come on in.
Oh.
And let me play with that. Yep.
That is fucked up.
So, folks, if you're in an Uber and somebody asks you to improve your rating, because it goes both ways, apparently. Apparently, also, the Uber driver can also, you know, recommend you as a terrible, terrible ride.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it goes two ways. So be careful, because somebody might want you to, like, up their star rating. Whoa.
I'm sorry, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
In the fantasy world, in a video,
exactly.
That would be hot.
Very
hot. But in the real world, dude, that's fucked up.
That is.
Anyway. All right. Moving aside from that, hey, I got a top or bottom for you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Well, apparently I know. Okay, so I guess we're going to make it up on the spot.
Okay.
We're going to do Dracula or Wolfman. Which is the top and which would be the bottom?
Wolfman are always top.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've ever watched Interview with the Vampire, you know that they're always bottoms. So.
Well, certainly Interview with the Vampire. They were all bottoms in that one.
They were.
God, what a horrible film that was.
Oh, that wasn't horrible. I grew up reading the book, so I kind of like was, you know, eager. I just wish they didn't screw it up so that when Queen of the Damned came on, it wasn't all screwed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, so there it is. There's top or bottom.
All right.
Now it's time for.
What?
Marry, fuck, kill.
No!
Okay, so you have options 1, 2, and 3.
Yes!
So. You marry?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, or 3?
Ooh, 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's always scary when you say that.
One or three?
Definitely one.
And you kill number 3.
Yes.
Okay, so you marry Nosferatu of Salem's Lot.
No! Sorry. Yes.
He was scary.
Well, when you marry him, you don't have to fuck him, so.
Well, and you fuck.
Yes.
Tyler Posey of Teen Wolf.
Oh, I could do that.
And then you kill.
Yes.
Joe Magda ba 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 ba.
Can I fuck him before I kill him?
Well, ultimately, one way or another, he dies.
Oh, well, death by snoo snoo.
So, Joe Mag. I never get his last name right.
I can't do it either.
Maganello.
Manganiello or something like that.
Yes, he played werewolf in
True Blood,
yeah. And he was in Magic Mike and all.
He
of
really
that.
Is a beautiful man.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a hot dude. No, because I felt so bad for giving you not Nosferatu of Salem's Lot that they had a follow up. If you were a nice person, I would have said Bela Lugosi. But
Bela, I just watched that the other night. Actually, I watched the original Frankenstein, the original Dracula, and the original Frankenstein's Bride.
Mm.
And all of them at the end were like, oh, okay, that was interesting to watch.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were like, you know, in the 1920s and a little child.
Oh, that would have been scary as piss.
Well, and you know what's funny? Is this, huh. He was part of the, Aaron Eckert of I, Frankenstein was one part of Mary Fuck Kill, but luckily I grabbed a whole bunch.
Good.
And I always put them in order so that I know 1, 2, 3.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, hey, it looks like, our friend Felix Lewis on Twitter is, saying that, today we're howling with laughter and getting our pump kicks on. Carving into your questions and our pumpkins. They're carving pumpkins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and you know who Felix is. Jay.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so, if you want to follow, I'll tell you what, people. If you want to follow somebody smoking hot, go follow Felix Lewis on Twitter. smoking hot. So, all right. Hey, I think it might be story time again.
Mm.
We've got two stories left. Which one should we do?
The one about Joe.
Yeah, you gotta follow him on Twitter first.
Joe Mama. Ah!
Like Joe Daddy, oh. Girl. Oh, wait. Here's my impromptu Halloween story. Dirty story. I looked at the pole. He was a hot pole walker electrician. He looked so good in his tight pants. And I thought, I can't do this. It's my best friend's father. But then... Anyway, we'll stop there.
He's talking about my dad, folks. He's trying to touch my dad's penis.
Your dad was hot.
And he had an uncut penis.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know that. Oh, no, I'm kidding, folks. Should I don't know that. I mean, I know that because I've walked in a million times.
Right, but no. But that's interesting.
And this is not a family dick episode.
No.
FamilyDick.com.
We don't do that. See, Ouija and I believe that family dick is fun in a fantasy video. But in real life...
Now, if you ever, like, you know, want to talk about my cousins, hell yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Cousins can fucking marry in
that's
most
right.
states.
That's
it's
right.
like, come on, people.
Yeah.
You
get over your sensitivity.
Do your cousin. I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, never mind.
Never right. mind you.
Cousins,
so,
Cousins should do it. A great
yes.
classic porn movie. So, actually, one that with Matt Ramsey.
Mm.
Oh, that was. Mm. Anyway, continue.
Okay. No, that's all I had for the moment.
Okay, so which story do you want to do? You the wolf, the werewolf man, or the scary phantom ghost?
Go the werewolf man.
Are you sure? I mean, this one's really scary.
Really scary until they spooge in your face.
All right, remember.
And you got dog spooge in your face.
We're going to play about half of this audio, and then you have to go over and download the video, the full episode over at TubBigGeeks.
And it's not video. It's audio.
Yeah, it's audio. Anyway, all right. Time for the werewolf.
Pumpkin.
Halloween night. You invite me over to spend time with your family. Taking little kitties trick-or-treating. And I follow you along. Walking behind. Just so I can watch your ass. It's what I really want. And you know it. You decide it'd be fun to stop at the corner store, grab some pumpkin spice beer. You chug it down. We go back to your place because you have something to show me. I have something to show you too. Something I know you want. And tonight is the perfect night to finally give it to you. You finish your beer. You show me your art as if I would be interested in anything other than a living sculpture standing next to me. You spill your beer. Now you have to take off your wet shirt. Your seduction technique is weak. But I play along. I follow you into your bedroom. I watch as you take off your shirt and make no attempt to put on another. Your nipples are large and brown. Your pecs and stomach show that you used to work out. But now the beer gut is kicking in and a slight trail of hair. I stand, unashamedly staring at you, looking at those large nipples, wanting to take them in my mouth, to suck them, to bite them harder and hear you cry out. My cock is throbbing and leaking in my pants. Since you're going to be in for the night, you might as well change into something more comfortable. How many times have we seen this move? I don't mind. I just want to see you naked. Take your pants off. That's right. Long, hairy, muscular legs. Dark fur. Oh, how you blush. Yes, you forgot you're only wearing a jockstrap. I don't mind. I'm not really interested in seeing your cock anyway. Turn around. You show me what I want. Your bare ass is exposed. I can see it in the mirror. Full, round, furry. I want it. I want to be inside of it. You tease me. I don't like to be teased. The evening has gone on too long to get what I want. I'm impatient. So I decide it's time to make my move. It's time to take control of your sad little movie. I take you by the arms and I pull you closer to me. I can smell the beer on your breath, your eyes starting to droop. You laugh, thinking I'm playing. As I press my lips to your neck, you start to push me away, start to play hard to get. When I know that I can have you, and I will. As you squirm in my arms, I hold you tight. I can feel you responding as I move my lips up to your ear. As I bite the lobe, as I blow my hot air to your ear, my hand finds its way down to your ass, and I push into it with my fingers. You squirm harder, trying to push away, and still you giggle and squirm enough. I need to be inside of you, and I'm not waiting any longer. I step back, taking you by the arm and pushing you down onto the bed, your ass up and exposed. You start to struggle up, but I'm on top of you, holding you down. You start to protest, but the way that you push back into me, I can tell you want this. For months, you stare at me every time we meet, making every excuse you can to talk to me, to show me that sweet ass and that large bulge. And now, you're going to have me. I open my pants and pull them to my knees and lay on top of you. You squirm, you struggle, and yet you giggle and you moan as I continue to bite and to lick and to suck the back of your neck, your ears, my hands around your chest, grabbing and tweaking those full, beautiful nipples, and my cock pressed into the crack of your furry ass. Every time I start to push forward, you push back and you moan. You're a fucking whore in heat, and I'm going to breed you. I spit in my hand, shove my fingers in between your ass cheeks, and rub the wetness on your hole. I can feel it clench and twitch as my fingers begin to invade. More spit wets my cock, and I press the head into you. You cry out, but I put my hand over your mouth, and I continue to push into you. This is what you want. This is what you deserve. I slide my cock all the way in, and feel your body shake and jerk beneath me. you start to push yourself up, but I hold you down. I have waited for this since the moment I saw you. I have waited for this moment. Every single time you come up and talk to me about nothing, just to talk to me, just to stare at my crotch, just to tease my cock. And now it's inside of you. Now we are one. And now I am going to fuck you like you have never been fucked before. I take you like a bitch. I take you like a fucking animal. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more playing along with the pretense. Playing nice with your family. Just to get in here. Just to get in you. Just to shoot my fucking load deep in your hot, round, full Latino ass. I own you. I possess you. You are mine. And nothing is going to stop me from seeding you. I thrust harder and harder, and you moan and you cry out. I squeeze my hand harder over your mouth as I push my large cock deeper up your hole. The bed shakes. I hold on to you as I drive my cock into you over and over, deeper and harder, ignoring your cries, ignoring your needs. I am all that matters in this moment, the explosion that's about to happen as my balls tighten, as I feel myself beginning to come, and then I seed you. My cum is shooting deep inside of you. I'm crying out as I bite into your neck, as I mark you, as I claim you as mine, as I seed your gut. I can feel your asshole clenching on my cock. You're coming. You're coming just for me fucking you. The sensation sparks a second orgasm. My body tenses. I bite harder. You're yelling into my hand. You're shaking. You're coming. You're mine. I stand up, pulling out of you, and watch as my cum drips out of your hole. You slowly roll over. I see your cum leaking through your jockstrap. Your expression is priceless as you pull your face back in fear. That's right. Be afraid of me. Be afraid of your werewolf master. Behold me in all my glory. See the form you will soon take as you realize how deep my bite into your neck was. I have turned you. You are my bitch. And now I will breed you until the end of time.
Ooh, wasn't that spooky? Well, Mr. Ouija had to take a little break and prepare for his story, The Phantom of 208.
This story is called Phantom of 208. I walked into my new Houston apartment soaking wet, but with an intense feeling of freedom. The manager was busy rattling off the specifics of the place as I looked around. All your furniture and boxes arrived yesterday. I had the delivery men just put them in the living room. I hope that's okay. Fine. Thank you. I thought you paid a pet deposit. Oh, I did. I left her back in Denver until I got settled, and my parents are going to send her by plane. I bet you miss her, the man said. I have two, and they've got a way of wheedling themselves into your heart. I said, yeah, they do. Thunder pounded outside. Man, this weather, he shook his head. I hope it doesn't flood. Ever since yesterday, it's just been pouring. I smiled and said, I kind of like the rain. He said, well, I bet you'd like to be alone to start unpacking, so I'll just leave the keys on the counter and my home number in case you have any questions whatsoever. Please don't hesitate to call. I looked around a final time, then began to unpack. I was only able to get my bedroom set up before I found myself becoming intensely tired and finally gave up and went to sleep. My dreams that night were uncomfortable. I tossed and turned, and as I saw a man in a white mask watching me. No matter where I went or what I did, there he was. His eyes red and angry, and his stare constant. I woke the next morning rather jumpy. Unlike most dreams, this one refused to fade. I combed my hair after my morning shower, getting ready to hunt down the job I was supposed to have waiting for me. I rubbed the steam off the mirror so I could check my part in my hair. Angry red eyes stared back at me. I panicked, jumping back and panning hard. It took every ounce of courage I had to look into that mirror again. When I did, there was just my reflection. I got dressed and made it to the job site in time to catch the boss on his way out to lunch. Now, the reason I hired you, he said, work unseen is because of your references from Bill Jacobs and George Freely. Now, you realize this is a gay-owned and operated business. That means we have to be 10 times better than the other businesses in this town just to be considered for any jobs, he said. I nodded. The rest of lunch was the same. He went on about the job, and I nodded. His last words before I left for home were, "Welcome to Houston." I again nodded. I came home to find a large man leaving my apartment. He said, "You live here?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, sign here. I got your telephone installed." I signed. "Here's the number." "Happy phoning," he said. I called my parents, gave them the new number and address, and asked them to call me and tell me when they were able to ship Ginger. And that night, I had a peaceful sleep, and the next day at work was good. That afternoon, when I answered the phone, was, however, not so good. The voice on the phone said, "Hey, baby, I miss you." I said, "Mark, how the hell did you get my number?" He said, "I asked your parents. They still want us to be together, and so do I. Do you know how much I love you?" And I replied, "I don't care if you went on live TV and announced it to the world," I said. "Flat out, it's over. The sex was good. You were bad. Goodbye." I slammed down the phone and went back downstairs in the rain for the rest of the groceries. He was the main reason I moved to Houston. I had spent long enough trying to salvage a relationship that was continuously sabotaged from the start. "Power's out," someone in one apartment yelled across the courtyard as I was passing the maintenance man. And the maintenance man said, "It's a storm," he yelled back. "What do you want me to do?" I reached my car, listening to the thunder in the darkening afternoon. It was freezing. I locked the trunk and went back through the courtyard, up the stairs, and into my apartment. I left the door open, trying to let in what little light there was. I placed the bags on the counter and squinted through several kitchen boxes for candles. None. I went into the hallway to the back closet, getting a sweater. I may not be able to see, but at least I'll be warm. I turned, finding someone inches in front of me. My mouth was covered, my body pressed back against the wall. I panicked, starting to struggle against the attacker, but I was held firm. He was half a foot taller than my 5'7 height, muscles large and straining under the tight sweater he wore. I could feel that much. Realizing I couldn't get away, I stopped my struggle and looked up to see the face in the darkness. I could barely see the white outline of a mask he was wearing as he tightened his hand over my mouth. The door opened behind him. He pressed me tighter against the wall, his breath hot as the mouth slit of his mask touched my cheek. I again tried to move him off me, my voice rising under his hand, heat racing wildly. "Don't speak." His voice hissed as his hand moved from my mouth. He pressed closer still. My arms now flat against the wall, he moved his hand down to my pants and roughly unzipped me. I had no underwear on. I tried to avoid his hand, but he just held me harder. His pants were around his ankles, his hard cock exposed, probing, wanting. The head pressed into my open zipper, and his shaft found its way between my thighs. He pushed his hips to mine, through the zipper, pumping, demanding, but not penetrating, taking me at his will. I moaned, my mouth suddenly covered again. I surrendered to his drive and listened to the thump of his knees against the wall as he continued his assault. My dick, stiff, rubbing on the denim. As his rubbed between my smooth thighs, he pushed in, held me, and threw his head back. Hands clinging to my shoulder, his cum dripped down my thighs. He withdrew, my eyes closed. I stood, trying to steady myself as I was released. And he was gone. It took me some time to gather my thoughts. Walking to the door and looking outside, there was no one around. I closed the door and began to wonder if maybe it was all a dream. I dropped my pants and ran my hand between my thighs, feeling the wet streaks of cum. No, it wasn't a dream. The next night, I had managed to unpack my kitchen and have a decent meal before I turned in for the night. Still, the storms raged outside, and I fell asleep listening to the rain. I felt the pressure against my face. As I woke, I was being penetrated. The pressure, a hand to silence me, the dick entering me, pounding me. I was being raped. "Don't say a word," I was warned as my mouth was released. My arms were held at my sides, and I lay there, fucking, servicing, my body jerking, bed squeaking. I was starting to get hard as the man in the mask forced me to lay silent. The dick was removed, the head still against my opening, and sperm leaking against it. Then he was gone. As silent as he had appeared, he was gone. It had all been so quick, just like the first time, and it was hard. Forced, and yet, I suddenly came, my cum shooting out into the cool air and landing on my face and my chest. Who the fuck was he? Why was he doing this? It was a week since that night. I had locked my doors and windows every night and installed a security alarm, but this wasn't only at home. I had the nagging feeling that wherever I went, I was being watched. That Friday, I went to the airport to pick up my dog. I was happy to finally have her with me. And that night, I stayed up late playing with her and getting reacquainted. The next morning, I woke to Ginger barking. I threw on my robe and went to the door, but there was no one there. "What's your problem?" I asked, smiling. She wagged her tail, looking at me innocently. I yawned, stretched, and went to take a wake-up shower. I was rinsing the soap for my hair when the voice was back. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, hands around me, one going up and the other go down to pull back my hips, caress my thickening cock. I began to struggle, this time angrily. "I don't know how you got past the alarm or who the hell you are." "Never speak," his voice echoed loudly. I was again instantly entered. The familiar hands, lips, warm water mixing us together as I was thrust up into it. Again, a receptacle for this taker. I resisted as much as I could, but it was like fighting fate. Finally, I just let myself go. I moved with his rhythm, became familiar with it, and eventually I wanted it. I let the water run through my open mouth, arms doubling his, hoping he would be steady enough to balance the both of us. Then, all too quick, the shudder and hard, almost impersonal stillness, speedy withdrawal and soap still on my face, I opened my eyes to an empty room.
There was a knock on my door about 6 that night. Ginger was barking up a storm as I answered it. "Mark, I told you I didn't want to see you anymore." "Matt," he says, "just give me a chance to talk to you a minute, please." Against my better judgment, I let my ex-boyfriend in. We sat in the living room with him telling me how much he missed me and loved me, and the usual line he always gave. I said, "Mark, you cheated on me, not once, but 3 times. It's over." He says, "Come on, baby, please. I can't live without you." He was on his knees in front of me, his arms around my hips, holding me close and crying for a moment. I began to let down my guard, and he knew it. He knew my weaknesses. His hands moving up my back, down to my jeans, and pulling at the snaps. He said, "I just want to show you how much I love you." My jeans slipped down my legs and tossed aside. He began sucking my dick. The one thing he was an expert at, caressing my large hairless balls as his lips sucked at my cockhead and his eyes met mine. I leaned back on the couch, pulling his head further down on my rising cock. Oh God, it felt good being with him again. Horny from the shower that morning, I was getting off fast, his head bobbing and tongue circling. I was going to blow, oh God. Oh, yeah. Here. I opened my eyes to find the man in the mask standing above Mark. I jumped up, my dick pulling from Mark's mouth with a pop and him looking at me oddly. "Get out," the man yelled in a voice that shook the room. The storms outside suddenly raging as if they were responding to his voice. Mark stood up in a panic. "Get out," he yelled again. He jerked his arm upward, his thick fingers pointing at Mark, and then it was as if reality ceased to include my apartment. Ginger barking and my baby Gran began pounding out some loud medieval tune. Pictures and candlesticks. CDs began flying everywhere. I couldn't even grasp that what was really happening as Mark fled from the apartment screaming. My front door slammed shut. Open windows following suit and the man coming at me angrily. He said, "You are mine." His voice was unnatural, grating as he grasped my wrist, jerking me from the couch. I pulled away from him, running into the kitchen, trying to make it to the door, but he was there in front of me as if met by magic. He was just there, pushing me back against the stove, burners flaming, the heat burning my skin. He said, "You are mine." I struck him as hard as I could, again and again, but no effect. His hands on either side of my head, fingers laced tightly through my hair, pushing me to the floor. He slammed my head onto the cold tile. The eyes through his white masks, red and flaming with anger, he forced my legs apart and then he stuck it in me. I screamed, not so much in pain as fear. His body raping me, dick splitting me. I could feel his cockhead deep in my gut, pushing and prodding. His chest thick with hair, rubbing my bare stomach raw. Muscles hard and angry, teeth grating against one another as the music grew louder with each thrust. He gave a final lunge, cum shooting deep, deep, deep inside of me. A deep primal growl coming from his throat he pulled from me just before I blacked out. I woke the next morning, still on my kitchen floor. Ginger was laying next to me sleeping soundly. My living room looked as though someone had robbed me. CDs were literally stuck in the walls. My TV exploded and walls were streaked with soot as if they had been on fire the night before. I sat in the center of it and began to cry, Ginger coming to lay her head in my lap. I, for the first time in my life, was more frightened than I had ever been before. I took Ginger for a long walk, trying to clear my head, trying to get a grasp on something I didn't understand. I was still out of it as I went through the store, gathering cleaning supplies and picking up apartment ads. Then, as frightened as I was, I went back to the apartment complex. As Ginger and I checked the mail, I bumped into an older man who was picking his mail up off the floor. I immediately bent to help him. He said, "Thank you." "Oh, it's you, the one who moved into..." And he stopped. "What?" I asked. He said, "Well..." He cleared his throat.
I suppose it's nothing, but no one has been able to stay in that apartment since it was rebuilt. I said, rebuilt? He said, a few years back, there was a fire there. Killed a man. I don't know him. I didn't know him very well, but I know he had a taste for he was gay, I said it, for him. The man nodded, eyeing me suspiciously. He said, he had a lover, looked something like you, I believe. I overheard the police say the man set the fire himself. Suicide after his lover left him. I guess he was just in such pain. He looked at me squarely and said, no one has been able to live there since. Well, I need to get going here. Nice meeting you. Good luck now. I went to the apartment thinking about what the man had said in a way. It was almost sad. Being so in love with somebody, you try to kill yourself. I opened the door, Ginger rushing in, sniffing around. I put down the groceries and mail and went into the living room. It was spotless. No CDs in the walls, no black streaks. The TV was fixed. Everything was right where it should be. I didn't sleep at all that night. I kept every light in the house on and the TV in my bedroom blasting. The next night, I finally fell asleep. Ginger on the floor and I laying in bed, lights out and TV on. I woke as I was being mounted. Uncomfortable, awkward, and silent. The air chilled and flesh heated. I parted my legs slightly and lifted to him. Don't move, the voice said, not losing a stroke. And I laid there, partially aroused, wondering why I was letting this happen, why I wasn't panicking. He jerked slightly. I closed my eyes, feeling a release of calm. And after his release, I opened my eyes to the TV and cool night air. I pulled the blanket over me, glanced around in the darkness for the whitish outline of my dog, and seeing her, I fell back to sleep. The storms were relentless. The whole week I woke to feel him inside of me, his body on top of me, and his strong arms holding me. I obeyed him, never speaking, never resisting, but always the mask came between us. I stood in the dark night, rain pouring down from above. As I pulled the plastic over my plants and looked out into the courtyard, I saw my shadow in the lightning. The thunder roared, wind touching my bare skin. With the next lightning, a second shadow joined mine. It was him. I knew it was. My stalker. My nameless, faceless lover. His hands touched my bare skin, fingertips lighting on my arms. The sky, black. He turned me to him and ran a large hand through my hair, full and hard in all ways, his naked flesh pressed between my thighs. I spread for him, still standing, letting him push up between me and enter the tip of his prick head inside of me. And he began, his sex hard yet sweet, now a bond of intimacy. I leaned against the balcony wall, letting my arms circle his shoulders and pull him tight to me, his muscles rubbing mine, our bodies moving in perfect sync. In the abandonment of the storm, the freedom of the soaking rain, I began to be vocal for the first time. I couldn't have helped it. He was torturing my body, exciting me beyond reason. I let out a long, slow moan as my prick grated against his hairy stomach, and I loudly drained my cum, shooting up onto his mask. Wave after wave of pleasure, shot after shot of seed, I came. He followed suit, his load draining inside of me. I still held him against me. Moments later, when soft, he slipped from me. I looked up to see my cum dripping from his mask. I reached up to wipe it off. In the dark, my fingers caught the edge of the porcelain and the mask flipped up and fell to the wood floor with a crash. The lightning flashed. I looked up, seeing his face, part of a face. The rest was... I gasped, pulling back from him, startled. Before I could think, he was gone. I lay in bed that night, remembering the sight of his face. Ginger laid next to me in the bed as I tried desperately to sleep. He didn't come that night, nor the next. It had been over a week. Every night I waited. Each one, I met the morning alone. Saturday night, I stood in front of my sliding glass door watching the latest storm rage over the city. I couldn't help thinking about him, remembering his thick arms and gentle touch as we had made love the last few nights. Finally, I let my head rest on the glass and began to cry. I wished I hadn't reached up to his face. I wished I hadn't reacted the way I did. I realized I had fallen in love with him, this stranger, this lover, this phantom. I jerked my head up as I felt hands gently touch my shoulder. I saw his face in the reflecting glass door. I turned to face him, looked directly into his burnt, scarred face. His eyes a bright blue, what hair he had, a soft brown. I wrapped my arms around him, holding him as tightly as I could, sobbing like a child. He laid back on the floor, me on top of him, our lips meeting for the first time. I felt his tongue against mine, hands searching one another. He was naked, body hard, cock touching my bare legs. I pulled off my underwear and moved back onto him, cock slipping as easily as always deep inside of me. I reached back to feel his huge round balls, holding them in my hand, pulling and rolling them as his thrust became deeper. I leaned forward, staring into his ragged face, not caring. I was with him, and I wanted him. I didn't care how he looked or who he was. I loved him, I lusted him, and I rode his cock harder, desperate to once again feel his cum deep in my gut. My cock throbbing, his hand touched it, gripped it, and began stroking, fast and hard. I was stroking his cock and with my asshole, as fast as his hand was sliding over my cock. He began to moan. His hips lifted me away from the floor, his eyes rolling back in his head. I felt myself erupting, my dick spewing white cream over his chest and face. His dick was doing the same, delivering his load of cum into me once again. I finally couldn't hold myself up. I fell onto him, my lips touching his, parting, and our tongues clashing. I began to drift off to sleep, still laying on his, wrapped in his arms. "Don't leave me," I whispered, just before I finally fell into a deep, solid sleep. I woke the next morning in my bed. Ginger was on the floor and the sun beamed through the window for the first time since I'd moved in. I rolled onto my back and suddenly realized that I wasn't alone. My eyes focused on the man lying next to me, fucked under the blanket, sound asleep. Tucked under the blanket, sound asleep. I pulled back the cover to see the most beautiful man I had ever seen, his soft features relaxed as he lightly snored. I smoothed back his thick brown hair as I realized it was the phantom. He had stayed. But there were no more scars, no more fear. He opened his eyes as I leaned down and kissed his full red lips and settled into his arms, resting my head on the pillow in front of him. I had never believed in fairy tales, but maybe there truly was a beauty in the beast, a Sarah and the hedgehog, a man for everyone who needs one.
Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah. More like moo, hoo, hoo, ah, ah, ah. Well, that had a nice ending. A nice ending for a creepy Halloween show.
What a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
The guy gets the ghoul in the end.
Literally.
Literally, well, yes.
Yeah.
So if you move into an apartment, just be careful, folks.
Phantom of 208. And you know what's really scary about all the stories that we heard?
What?
I wrote all of them.
That part fucks me up. That part makes me, like, not want to sleep at night.
Why?
Womp, womp, womp.
Well, actually, the werewolf one wasn't even written. It was all improv.
It was improvisational.
Yeah. I woke up and my voice was all fucked up and nobody was here, and I thought, I need to take advantage of this. So, yeah. Anyway, we really appreciate you sticking around and loving us. I don't know where I'm going. Please take over. Okay. Please say something.
Hey, folks. Happy Halloween. We hope it's full of tricks and treats.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very scary year, so we know that this year isn't quite like your last, and it won't be. It won't always be like this.
That's right.
But for this Halloween, stay in.
Stay in.
Watch some scary movies.
Watch some scary movies.
Fondle your penis.
Fondle your penis. What?
And send us pictures.
Fondle other people's penis. No, no. Yes, wow. But the pictures, that works.
Yeah.
If you were over 18 years old, you were obligated to send them. No, you're not. You're not. No, but if you want to comment on anything that we talked about on the show or contribute or whatever, and we have another show coming up in a week or two here. And we're going to be having a special Thanksgiving episode as well.
It'll all be about the reaping of the harvest. And the harvest meaning hot men.
And reaping meaning reaping, not...
Or consensually reaping.
Yes.
We'll be consensually reaping men.
And once again, we want to remind you that any references that any of these stories had to rape or anything like that, it was all consensual. It's all fantasy-based. Do not repeat in
reality.
It's
not real, folks. When a ghost rapes you in the butt, if Casper rapes you in the butt, it's not real. A, because, you know, you can't really prove anything.
Right.
I mean, actually, according to the story, you could probably, you know, take some of that DNA that the ghost left, which is ectoplasmic.
And you'd have to look at it under a fluoroscope, too.
Exactly. Which, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, how that works. But, remember all those movies, like, in the 70s and 80s where it was, like, you know, it was like, a woman being raped by poltergeists?
Ugh, yeah.
I tell ya.
Yeah, it was awful.
Try not to get raped by poltergeists this holiday season.
Be consensually or otherwise. It's just not a smart thing to do.
If you get ectoplasm in your butt, just please let me know.
Yeah.
I want visual proof.
Well, I don't know.
Send me pictures of your ghost sperm in your butt.
There's things on Twitter that are just too close up for my taste. Anyway, but seriously, have a wonderful, happy Halloween. For those of you who are pagan brethren and sistren, we wish you a blessed Samhain and all that good stuff, right?
And fuck a pumpkin.
Fuck a pumpkin.
For Samhain.
And Ouija's gonna fuck a pumpkin.
I'm gonna fuck a pumpkin. I'm gonna fuck whatever I can fuck.
Really?
I'm gonna fuck.
Well, there you
go.
For
Halloween.
There you go.
Make sure they're wearing a mask. Then it's safe, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but considering some of the guys I've seen you do, you should be wearing masks, you know.
That's terrible. I'm going to be a pirate for Halloween.
Aria? All right, hey, check us out on BigGaySexShow.com. Leave us your feedback at show@BigGaySexShow.com. Give us a call at
408-692-4827. That's, once again, 408-692-4827. And if we actually get a caller, I will do something extra special for you. So call the goddamn number. That's 408-692-4827. Leave us a question. Leave us some, comments. Leave us a dirty story. Leave us anything you want. You could breathe heavy. You could jack off. I don't care. Just leave us something on the damn phone line so we can keep it.
And we're talking to you, Joe in Dallas.
Yeah, Joe. You'll get something extra special.
He's dirty.
He is dirty.
I love that. Anyway, also, join our Patreon page, patreon.com/BGSS. Follow us on Twitter, Not Safe for Work, at Matt Ouija, and follow us on Instagram, Not Safe for Work, at Big Gay Sex Show. And read us on Reddit, which I have to remember to update. I'm sorry, our Redditors, I forget.
Do we have any Redditors?
We do. Actually do, but it's not one of those things that's readily in my mind, but I promise I will make sure it's updated. Read us on Reddit at r/BigGaySexShow.
All right, folks.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful spooky Halloween. And don't forget to go over to BigGaySexShow.com if you want to hear these stories in their full, unedited, dirty, dirty, dirty versions.
Uncut stories. Fuck a pumpkin. Fuck a pumpkin.
We love you, and we'll catch you next time.
Fuck a pumpkin.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.